It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, we are wrapping up this two-week challenge. Remind us what that was.
Right. The idea was to take the name of a state and using only the letters of that state, but repeating them as often as necessary to make a sentence. And I judged them on interestingness, originality, sense, naturalness of syntax, humor, and overall elegance. And let me read you some runners-up. We had, I think, 1,200 entries and over 2,000 sentences altogether.
Yes.
H.S. Hughes from Massachusetts said, "At the museum, aesthetes hate the cute statues that amuse the masses." That was pretty nice. Kevin Root for Rhode Island did, "Dolores had to dine on $9 she had hidden in her sandal, so she ordered a side salad and a dinner roll. That was so long and so beautiful." And Tamar Stieber said for New Mexico, "Native educational wisdom makes eradicating xenophobia its core obligation." I like that because of the X. But the winner was Kate Simpson. She used West Virginia. Her sentence was, "In tennis news, a new era starts as Serena is retiring." Love that because it reads so naturally and it's so timely.
That's amazing. And joining us now is our prize winner, Kate Simpson of Kensington, Maryland. Congratulations, Kate, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Lovely to be here.
So I hear that you are a repeat winner. So this is not even your first time. When did you win the last time? It was a few years ago?
It was the year of the presidential election, and it was again to compose a sentence with words all ending in the same letter.
Oh, so that being the case, how did you come up with this answer? Because, I mean, it was so on point.
Well, I used to play a lot of tennis. I wanted something topical, and politics was too depressing. So I thought of Serena Williams.
Wow. No, that is so good. So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I do a lot of yard work and crosswords and spelling bees, and I walk.
Well, that is very good. And you know what that means, Kate? That means you are ready to play the puzzle. I don't even have to ask. Are you ready?
I am ready to play the puzzle. Yes.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Kate. Every answer today is a made-up phrase of 2 5-letter words that differ only in their vowel. For example, if I said a path for heavy vehicles, you would say truck track. Here's number one, a ravine in Holland.
A Dutch ditch.
A Dutch ditch is right. Number two is a dark-colored cube.
A black.
Yeah?
Yeah, black.
Change the A.
Block.
Oh.
Black block.
A black block is right. A light-haired person who can't see.
A blind blonde.
Uh-huh. A Viking caregiver.
A Norse nurse.
You got it. Things offered for sale during the third month of the year.
March. No.
Mm-hmm. And this is sort of a slangy term.
Oh, March.
Make it an E.
Merch.
As in merchandise. March,
oh,
merch.
Okay.
You got it. A jersey that doesn't reach down to the waist.
Short shirt.
Uh-huh. How about a little odor?
Small smell.
You got it. Also, scant scent, interestingly, could work. Food for pigs that's just terrific.
Food for pigs.
So there's food for pigs. It's like watery waste.
Okay. But you said it's 5 letters?
5 letters. Starts with S.
We used to use slop, but slop isn't 5 letters.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It's more watery, I think, than slop.
Will. Swell.
There you got it.
Swell, swill.
Swell, swill is it. You got it. An immediate sound from a duck.
A quick quack.
A quick quack. And your last one has 6-letter words. Oh. A cord that's hard to break.
Strong string.
You got it. Good job.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Kate, you had that. I couldn't even help. How do you feel, Kate?
Very relieved, yes. It was a lot of fun, but I'm glad it's over. Yeah.
Well, you did a great job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Kate, what member station do you listen to?
WAMU.
That's Kate Simpson of Kensington, Maryland. Thank you, Kate, for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both so much.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Rawson Scheinberg of Northville, Michigan. Think of an eight-letter noun composed phonetically of two consecutive names traditionally given to girls. Remove the sixth letter and rearrange the result. You'll get an event where you might hear the thing named by the original noun. What words are these? So again, eight-letter noun sounds like two consecutive names associated with girls. Remove the sixth letter and rearrange the result. You'll get an event where you might hear the thing named by the original noun. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, August 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.